one was not allowed to drink a mashke that was uncovered, was exposed and was uncovered. Maybe a nochosh, injected its venom in the mashke. Or certainly, tainim, let's say, that Yechoshim like to handle it. So if they had been exposed and had not been guarded, we are not allowed to eat them because of sakone, because of Yisham l'chosh menav shecho. So, ro tzipir hamnakir b'teinu, v'yar bo hamnakir b'avtichim. So, chel shishim, shemo b'mokim nekev nokav. So as far as the nekev that was made by the tzipir, by the arbo, that doesn't inject any venom, any poison. But, so, we saw that there is a nekev. If, let's say, we see an avatiach in melon and it's intact, no pores, no holes, so then it's a raya brure that the nochosh did not inject any poison, because if the nochosh had injected poison, so you would see a neck. But in this case, the army coming in the fig. The army coming in the mouth. But the covering, the holes could be attributed to the arbor, to the tzipeh. Still, so bisman nechoshim are mitzuyim. So yachin sheish, maybe the same nikovim existed there before, and the arbor, the tzipeh, just widened the nekev. But there was a nekev made before by Nochosh. Now, so why does the Braise mention it? This is it, a Braise in the Sefti in Trumas. Why does the Braise mention it in connection with the case of Ro Tzipir HaMnakir B'teino? Because if it's not Ro Tzipir HaMnakir B'teino, in other words, and it's completely intact, there is a raya brure that the nochosh did not handle it, because if the nochosh had handled it, there would be a nekev. And if we didn't see a tzipeh hamenakev b'teino and arbor hamenakev b'avtichim, so b'mokim shenochosh mitzvim, then it goes without saying, then it's no chidesh that we should be chishish, maybe the nekev was made by a nochosh. So it's no chidesh. The chidesh is that even though we saw that an arbor, a tzipeh, handled the parents, so there is something to which you can attribute the nekev. So the melee, you shouldn't be cheshesh. Why can't you up a choshe that without any basis? So the answer is that we do yachesh. So this is the Gemara's kash. So in other words, So Rav Abbe raised the question from Rav Hune, how about Bozev Notel Nimai, whether we have to be Cheshish Shemokim Nekev Nokav or not? So he answered him, no, because there is no Reyese, but Ligabi Sakone, even though there is no Reyese, because the Nekev could reasonably be attributed to the Arbor and the Tzipeh, still we are Cheshish, so let us Cheshish Ligabi. Ligabi Yisea also. This is what Rav Abbe asked from Rav Hune. Omalei, so Rav Hune said to him, Miko midames isura lisakante? Miko midames isura lisakante? Sakone sham. In other words, the Tinoch Nami, in regard to Isa Veheter, so in regard to Isa Veheter, so even though Sveike de Reis is lechumre, but it has to be Sovik. But when there is no Reise, there is no Sovik, so then we don't have to Reish. Mashein kein ligabi sakone. So even if in kolater kule it's not considered a Sovik, but in ligabi sakone, so chmire sakante miisoi. Chmire sakante miisoi. And we have to be cheshish for a remote possibility too. In other words, there are two kinds of chshoshes. There is a chshoshe that is a reasonable chshoshe, not a chshoshe rechayik. I mean something that is very likely. And then there is what we call a chshoshe rechayik. What we call a chshoshe rechayik. In other words, let's say you read in the paper of an airplane crash. So does that mean that every time one goes by plane, it's a real suffix? No, because there are certain criteria of evidence on which you rely. So there is aloche of rov, there is aloche of chazoke, there is aloche of svexveke. Even though every rov, sometimes it could be contrary to the rov. Every time it must be in accordance with the rov. But the Torah tells us that we can rely on certain berurim, even though even the berurim are not absolute rayas, but al pidin it's a berur, so it's considered the vadai. It's not considered the sofik. But so even though al pidin it's not a sofik, it's a vadai, it does not exclude the possibility of being gosel. But Ligabi Isabeta, we don't have to be Cheshish. Mashein Kein, Ligabi, this is what Ravune said. Mashein Kein, Ligabi Sakone. So there is a Sakosov in the Torah. Hishomelecho, Shmer Nafshecho, Meid. So what does it mean, Meid? In other words, we have to be Cheshish even for Cheshish Recheke. Does someone have the Rambam? I forgot to take it. Rambam. Ritzia, that's the last one. Now, Perek Yudalev Nathrasei Rosh Miras Nefesh Aloche Dalet. So the Rambam says, Echod Agag Vechod Kol Dova Sheyesh Bisakone Virou Sheikoshel Bo Odom Viyomus Kigen Shehoi Soli Beir Oi Beir Bechatzire Bein Sheyesh Bimayim Bein Sheyim Bimayim Chayev Lassis Chuli Govei Asorot Vachim. In other words, this is the Aloche Asisa Makal Gagecho. Not Afkan Gag, on anything that there is a possibility that there might be an accident. So he has to construct a parapet. And So if someone has a mikshel, an account of which there might be sakone, even in a remote way, so if he doesn't remove that mikshel, he is even lisosin dom bevisecho. Let's say somebody has a flat roof and he has no maki. There's no maki. And if, let's say, sometimes people walk on the roof, if no one goes on the roof, so then it's not a mirshel. But if sometimes people walk on the roof, so it is a mirshel. So he cannot say, well, on the basis of statistics, it's very unlikely that somebody will fall off and get killed. Because Ligabi Sakonis Nefoshes, we have to be Cheshish for Rechosha Recheke. So even though it's a chance, one out of a million, it doesn't matter. He still is Mechuyev to make a mark. unless no one walks on the roof. So then it's different. So, and then he's also mivatle mitzvah saseh, or v'shom l'cho shmen afshecho. So here the Rambam, the Rambam's lashon is ulishom yamenu lizoya bidova yofi yofi. This is where did the Rambam get lizoya bidova yofi yofi? This gemara that Ravune said to him, "Miko midames isur lisakone sakante shani." True, isur it's also sveke the rights of the chumre, but it has to be sofik, a real sofik. But in a remote possibility, Echshosher Echeike is not isofik, Mashiinke by sakone. So we have to be cheshish for Echshosher Echeike. So the mele, even though we have no reyes whatsoever, what did we see? That it tzipper was menakev b'teino. So we see a nekev. Now naturally there is a nekev. The tzipper made a nekev. And we didn't see any nocho shenling the teino. But there is a possibility. Maybe there was a nekev before the tzipper. Before the tzipper was menakev. Before the tzipper was menakev. So we have to be cheshish for shosher cheike. But in kolater kula ligabisa v'heter, it's a Shosher Echeike, so rely on Rov, rely on Chazoke. So it's not this one. Yes, what is it?
So I was saying in a general way, whenever
the Sakhana, we have to be close Shosher Echeike. That's right. And the only Heta to go by plane is because of Shem Yapsoim Hashem. Because the Gemara in Yivome says that V'oid no didoshe b'rabi is Shem Yapsoim Hashem. In other words, since everybody does it. So, everybody does it, so mimele, there is that's a heter and being machnis oneself into a remote possibility of sakon. That doesn't mean that if everybody is ready to commit suicide, that there is a heter to commit suicide. In other words, if there is a real sakon, a real sofik, something that would be considered a sofik in kolatere kule, in isav heter, so then there wouldn't be any matia of doshe b'rabi. No heter of Doshe B'Rabi. But something that is a Shosher Echeike, and in Kol HaTerikule, it's not even Begeda Sofik. But, in Ligabis HaKonis Nefoshes, there is a special halacha of Lizoya Bidova Yofi Yofi. So then there is a heter of Shema Psoim Hashem, of Shema Psoim Hashem, that he can be machnis himself into a Shosher Echeike of Sakone, if everybody does this. That's the heter of going by claim. So in a chaname, let's say, those who started to fly at the very beginning, before it became a universal practice to fly, so they were ever in Israel. They didn't ask any shailas, but they were ever in Israel. But now it's Doshe B'Rabi. So b'meila there is a head. Alright, this is what Ravon is saying. Sofik isur enam lechum. So Rove said, but why? In other words, after all, sveke the raise is lechumre. So why do we say, in the case of bozei, v'not ob nimayim, and v'erziron kishei nikuvim, that we are not reisheish, shemu b'mokim nekev nokav, because it's yechshosh recheike. So yechshosh recheike is not considered a sofik. So the male Gabi Sakone, it should not be considered a sofik either. In other words, Rove was arguing with Ravune. Ravune said there is a special aloche of Ishom Lecho Ushmir Nafshecho, of Tzorch Lizo Yabidova Yofi Yofi. This is how the Rambam paskens. The Rambam paskens like Ravune, you see, not like Rove. So Rove was arguing with him. Why should there be a special, why should we say that there is a special aloche in Ishom Lecho Ushmir Nafshecho? Ushmir Nafshecho, the Tib Mechshosh Rechid. So since Ligabi Sakone, he has to be Cheshesh, it's a raya that Alpidin is considered a Sofik. If Alpidin is considered a Sofik, so by Isa Veheter also, we should say Sveki the Raisa Lechum. Omole Abaye, Vileshane Bein Isur El Isakante. So, and there is no, you're not distinguishing between Isa and Sakone. Voilu sofik tumet b'shusarabim sveiki toyer, vilu sofik mayim migulim asurim. So Abaye said Abaye said, and aren't you distinguishing between Isur and Zakante? So in other words, Abaye is confirming what Ravune said. Mi komidames Isur le Zakante. That's what Ravune said. So Rabbi argued it. And he said, no, there is no difference between Isur and Zakante. So Abaye is confirming what Ravune said. How can you say that there is no difference between Isur and Zakante? But we see that there is a difference. Sofik to Mebishus Arabim is Leikitoya. Vil Sofik Mayim Igulim is Asurim. Is Asurim. So we see now. This Gemore is one of the Mikeres of the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that Sveike the Raisa Lechumre, that's only with the Rabbanon. But mit Reise, Sveike der Reise is Likud. Only mit Rabbonon Sveike der Reise is Lechumre. But mit Reise, Sveike der Reise is Likud. So Memele, Abaye said, how can you say there is no distinction between Sakone and Iser? But you see that there is a distinction. We see, now, and the Rambam says that the reason that as a Raya, that Sveike der Reise, the Zweike der Reise is materially kule. Zweike der Reise is materially kule from the aloche of Sofik Tume Bishus Arabim Zweikitoy. This is what the Rambam says. The Rambam Perik, the Zayin Milchasov is Atumes Aloha Al. So the Rambam says as follows. Vipnima Tio Tiharu Chachonim Sofik Tume Bershus Arabi Shar Yatzibo Reisim Pesach Bitume Bizman Shat Meim Merubim Im Tume Vade Nitres Mitneyem Kal Vachim Al Sofik Tume Shei Yisea Kol Asveikes Midivreyem Kmo Yishe Be'arno Bilchas Bias Asur. Because the whole Isa of Sveike de Reise Lechumre is in Rabon. So Memele, Ligabitume, the Chachomim did not apply that the Rabon. So in other words, so Umikmach, Mirubisovik, Meshusayochid, Monevshech, if every Sveike de Reise Natir is Likule, so why Sofik Tume, Meshusayochid, is Sveike Tome? Shari Seite Shenistiro. Afal Pisha Dobosophic Harit Meyoli Bailo Achetish. So in other words, so the Rambam paskens that the aloha of Sophic Tum Bishayochit Viki Tomei, that's an extra exercise. But the aloha of Sophic Tum Bishusarabi, Sviki Toi, is not an extra exercise. That's on the basis of the general principle that every Sviki the Raisa is materially called. But with Rabbonon is Lechumre, so by Sofik Tumim Bishus Arabim, the Chachomim one did not apply this Chumre, Rabbon. But as far on the Reise level, it is based upon the general principle of Sveike de Reise Minatir Likul. Sveike de Reise Minatir Likul. And the Alfuse from Seite is only Ligabe Sofik Tumim Bishus Ayochi Sveike Toi. But Sofik Tumim Bishus Arabim Sveike Toi, because Sveike de Reise Minatir Likul. No, so the Rambam smoker is our Gemara. There's the Rambam smoker. Because Abaye said, Omle Abaye v'lishane bin Yisur v'lisakante, and Abaye is really confirming Ravune's din, that there is a difference between Sakone and Nisea. And the Maskone of the Gemara is like Abaye, not like Rove. So, and Abaye is saying to Rove, V'lishane bin Yisur l'sakante, V'ilusofik tum b'shisarabim s'vikitoya, V'ilusofik mayim igun ma'asurin, Omalei, so Rove giving the answer, Hoso milchez igmir alo miseite, Ma'aseite b'shisayochid, Avtume b'shisayochid. So Rove is saying that we learn out from Seite two alochas, First of all, that Sofiktum Mishayoch in Isveki Tome, Miteras Vadai, and another Aloche, Sofiktum Mishisarabi, Misveki Toye. This is what Rove says, but Abaye was Chilik, and the Maskon of the Gemore is like Abaye, that there is a fundamental distinction between Sakone and Isa. Sakone and Isa. So that's the Mokar Ram. That's the Mokar Ram. Now, what does the Rashbo do with our Gemore? We'll soon see. So the Rashbo and our Gemore discusses that. This Mokar of the Ram. Alright. So Rove said, Hosom, no, it's not that Sofik Tumabishus Rabim, Sveiki Toya, is based upon a general principle of Sveiki Taraisim Natir Likul. No, it's especially Alfus. Masei Tumabishus Ayochi, Dav Tumabishus Ayochi. Now, what is the criterion whereby we determine whether something is Rishus Ayochid or something is Rishus Rabim? It's not like Rishus Ayochid and Rishus Rabim like Abishabes. Here, Rishus Ayochid means that by Sofiktum Rishus Ayochid, we learn out from Seite. So how many people do you have? You have the man and the woman. The man and the woman. So only two. So Rishus Ayochid means if you have only two people. And if you have three people, so then it's Rishus Arab. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Shemo b'mokim nekev shal nochash noka v'yosam shem zakonis nefoshes. Sofiktum Rishus Arab m'zikitoy. כי נפורש לכאן, סופיק מים מגולים, מים שנשארו מגולים בלילה, סופיק שוסו מנוחוש, סופיק לא ישוסו, תאימו לדעסירה. So, לגבי איכלין, let's say, תאינו, and אבטיח עם מלן, so there are certain rayas that you can have. If let's say, a melon or a tino, a fig, was exposed all night, and then in the morning you don't see any holes, any pores, so then it's a raya brure that the nochosh didn't handle it, because had the nochosh handled it, you would see nekev. That you can detect in an eichel, in a solid food, but in a mashke, in water, you cannot detect it. So in a mele, any mashke that was exposed without being watched, so you're not allowed to drink from it bisman chazal, because of the possibility that it might have the poison, the venom of the nochosh. Oh, sofik mai miguli, sofik mai shnishom migubal sofik shosom nisor nochos sofuk shosom kadu lasir. Hil kaze gemir ol miseite. Di beshus rabim sveiki toya. Ugziras hakosuf. Do beshus ayochid lechumre azlino. Vichol sofik di isura nama lechumre. Bino lemeiz lshem ayav. Ma aseite. Shekin lo bailo al tister in play. Vinitmo. Vinistro. Ksi vinitmo yo bispoim. Vechol lebao vechol lebeya. Shneseres olu visterezu achi vdikwa amai. וכל סטירן על בשביל היוחד ואוסם הוא דוסר רחמון מסווייקה אבל בשביל שרבים שוואר יהיה דלאב סטירה היא ויתומה מאוסם גם רינון דיתומה קר ירחמון even though there it's Isa but since the Torah employs the expression we need me or so the male that's there is a kosov that the din of Seite lachar kinu is tire we have to treat from the point of view of Dinei Tumei Vitare, not from the point of view of Israel. Because that's the purpose of the Gzeres HaKosov of Vinitmi. Because if the Kavonis HaTorah had been that a Seite Lachakin of Yisrael should be considered from the point of view of Israel Heter, then the Torah could have said Vinesro. Why did the Torah have to say Vinitmio? To tell us that this is to be considered from the point of view of Tumei Vitare, not from the general point of view of Israel. Alright. Mosif Rafsim. Sheretz v'fichulde. V'chulde ma'aleches al tabiki korish al trumo. Sofik noga. Sofik loy noga. Sveikitoy. Now why? Because there are two alochis. One aloch is sofik tume bishus ayochit sveikitome. And sofik tume bishus arabim sveikitoy. But then there is a loche that by im bidas lishoil, so I'm even sofik to me. Because Yochid is also sofik to me. The Gemara in Seite learns it out from Miposik. Because from Miposik, the Torah says, does anyone have the Gemara Seite here? Together with Nidorim, it should be. Okay, yes, I have it. Veaboso in Vaik Hosayan, prosecutes. Veaboso Rasheliga behold Tomei lo Yoche. Boeishi sorry. Veaboso Kol Toyo Yehobos. So, from the beginning of the posik, it's mashma. Veaboso Rasheliga behold Tomei lo Yoche. Only when it's Vadai Tomei. If we know that it was Nigea Bitome, so then it's lo yochid. But if it is not established, if it's a sofik, it's toya. That's the ratio of the posik. The same for the posik. We are boso called toya yechol boso. Only if it's vadai toya is yechol boso. But if it's sofik toya, lo yechol boso. So there is a stira between the first step of the posik and the second step of the posik. So the domarav gidomarav. Dovo sheyesh bidas lishoil vein bidas lishoil maikro nafki vabos rashi yiga b'chol tomu liyoche vaday tomu udo yecha ho sofik tei me yecha visofik den it says visofik tei yecho ei me seife ho sofik tomu visofik toi yecha ei me seife vabos o kol toi yecho boso vaday toi od yecho boso ho sofik tomu visofik toi lo yecha so is it here elav shma mino Kan she ish bidas lishoel. Kan she ish bidas lishoel. In other words, that the first of the posik that says Ashayi abos Ashayi gabchol tomei lo yichal vaday tomei lo yichal hosofik tomei misofik toya yichal has reference to ish bidas lishoel. Ish bidas lishoel. And the same of the posik vaboso kol toya yichal boso vaday toya udi yichal boso. Hosofik tomei, so the lo yichal has reference to yesh bidas lishoy. So that's it. So in other words, so by yesh bidas, so by sofik tomei b'shus harabim, so even yesh bidas lishoy will speak it. That's the alfus of am seit. By ein bidas lishoy, so even b'shus hayochid speak it toya. And that's the Alfusia of Rav Gidlo Amarav. Now, Rav Gidlo Amarav. So that means, if Sheres b'fichuldo, v'chuldo maleches al gabi kikesh al trumo. Now there is no one in the scenery of the Sofik Tume, where the Sofik Tume originated, who yesh b'das lishoyel. There is no adult person who could be asked, did you touch the sheretz? Didn't you touch the sheretz? I mean, all we have involved here in that is sheretz and the chulde. You can't inquire from a chulde or from a sheretz. So mainly it's in midas lishoel. So even if it's a rishus hayochid, there are less than three people around present at the time when the Sofik originated. So it's also toy, because it's in Midas Lishoy. It's in the, and the same thing would be if let's say a tinek would be found near the sheretz, and we wouldn't know whether the tinek touched the sheretz or he didn't touch the sheretz. Maybe we were just standing near the sheretz, but he didn't come. So it's in Midas Lishoy. So even though it's a Shayochi, there are no three people around, So it's still Torah. So that's the reason. Moshe Prafsim. Moshe Prafsim. Sheretz bivichuldim. Vichuldim aleches. Al gabi kikori shel trumo. Sofik noga, sofik loy noga. Here we find a certain difficulty. Sheretz bivichuldim, vichuldim aleches, gabi kikori shel trumo. Sofik noga, sofik loy noga. Sveiki toye. Vilu sofik mayim migulin asurim. So Rav Sime assumed that this din of Sheres b'fichuldim, v'chuldim aleches l'kabit yishol trumo, that in b'shayochid isvei kitoin here, is based upon a general principle. I mean, according to the Rambam, it's based upon a general principle that svei kitoraisen min ha'teira is likor. So the Gemara is the Teretz, no. Hosen nam ilchesim miralom miseid, So, from this Gemara it appears that the reason as to why Dovo Sheyesh B'Das L'Shoel, even when Shayochid is Vekitoyer, is also Yalfusim from Zeite. But from the Gemara in Zeite, it's Mashma, we learn it out from the Posik, in Vayikro Zion, Posik Yates, alright. We'll see about it. But anyway, this is. So Rav Sime assumed that this aloche of Sheres b'vichulde, vichulde maleches al kavi kikore shel trumo, is based upon the general principle of sveike deraise minatere likule, and so Rove gives in the teretz, no, this is also yalfusi. From Seite, but it doesn't say it's Yalfuse from the Posik in Vayitro Zayin, Posik Yutes, but it's Yalfuse from Seite. Alright, so that from Seite we learn out. So when does the Torah say that there is a distinction between Rishus Ayoch and Rishus Rabbim only in Gabi Seite? There it's Yishvud Asli Shoyer. But Mashaykin will say with Asli Shoyer. So then there is no distinction between Shayok and Shisarabim, and in both it's Vekitoy. It's Vekitoy. Now, this is how the Rambam explains the Gemara. This is how the Rambam explains the Gemara. That Abaye asked from Sofik Tumim Shisarabim, because Abaye held that the reason is why Sofik Tumim Bishus Rabbim is Sveiki Toyer because of general principle of Sveiki Raisim Natir Likulim. That's the reason. But what will Rashbo do with this Gemara? And the Rashbo is really on the Rambam. And the Rashbo is hitting it. Every Sveiki Deraisa is Minatir Likul. And according to the Rashbo, so there is a distinction between Sofik Bitilode and Sofik Galdin Mikre. Sofik Bitilode means, let's say, when we have a Sofik where there is certain thing has been Oser all the time or it has been Muter all the time. So then it's Lechum. Then it's Lechum. In other words, what would be a good example? What would be a good example of something with the Lord? Let's say you have on the table a certain Chatich. Certain Chatich. And there is a Sofik, whether it's Chilev or Shumim. So then the Rashba says, it's Oseah, Midraisi. The because it's a Sofik with the Lord. Even if it is Chilev, it has always been Chilev. And if it is human, it is always been human. So in Mele, we cannot be Taylor that it is human. Because after all, maybe it has always been Chilev. So there is nothing in which to be Taylor. So even Abaye will be made that Sveike de Raise, Beitilode, so is Lechum. And the Raya is, the Raya of the Rashbo is from the Oshem Toru. Now there's a loch of Oshem Toru that if someone be shaved, he's there. And Abeire of Kores, Misofi of Sofi Kores, so he has to bring in Oshem Toru. He has to bring in Oshem Toru. So if Sveki the Raya why should it be mechuyev to bring in Oshem Toru? Someone ate, there was a certain chatiche, Sofik Chilev, Sofik Shumim. And it, someone ate in Bishayim. Someone ate in Bishayim. So he has to bring in Oshem Toru. If it's Mateo, we call it, why should it bring, why should it mechuyev in Oshem Toru? So what is the teretz that is mentioned upon the Rambam? So the Sif Shmaitze says, that according to him, because in the Gemara increases, there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes tanoi. One tanoi says that if somebody eats a chatiche that is sofik chelev, sofik shumen, b'sheyeg is mechuyev to bring in Oshem Toru. Another tanoi says that when is one mechuyev to bring in Oshem Toru? Only when there are two chatiches on the table. Let's say there are two chatiches. And one of the chatiches is chilev, and one is shumen. But we don't know which is which. Which is the chilev dike, chatiche, and which is the shumen dike. So it's ikva yisuchen. Then is chayev a Oshem Toru. But if it's not ikva yisuchen, so then it's not chayev a Oshem Toru. So the Shmaitze says that according to the Rambam, this machlikes tanoim is the same machlikes as Abai and Rav. In other words, now we pasken, how does the Rambam pasken? That only by ikva yisure there is an Oshem Toru. But by lo ikva yisure, if one is eichel, chtich achas mishtei chtiches, one of which is definitely chel, and the other one is definitely shume, then is mechuyev Oshem Toru. But if there is just one chatiche, and we don't know whether it's a shumen or chilev, he doesn't have to bring the Oshem Toru. So the Shmaitze says that the machlekes tanoim is the same machlekes as the machlekes Abai and Rav. In other words, the tanoim who say increases that only by chticha achat mishli chtiches you are mechuyev to bring the Oshem Toru. But you, when you're not, but if it's not chticha achat mishli chtiches, you don't bring the Oshem Toru. You don't bring the Oshem Toru. So that they hold that Tzveiki D'Raisa, they hold like Abai. That Tzveiki D'Raisa is Minatera Likule. Tzveiki D'Raisa is Minatera Likule. So when is it Likule if it's not, if there is no Cheskas Yisrael, if it's not Ikva Yisrael, but if you have Shtei Chtiches, so one Chtiche is Hurzak Yisrael, and I don't know which is which, then we cannot be Tehil Hokir. Because we know that one is definitely chilev. So maybe I have to be chayshish, maybe that is the one. Why say that the other one is the chilev just because I ate this one, so I should say that the other one is the chilev. Masha'in ke, when it's just one chtiche, so then it's muta midraise, lichat chilev. So maybe there couldn't be any Oshem Toru, and this is what Abaye said. The other Tane, Robe, who says that Sofik Tumet Meshus Rabim Sveiki Toya could not be based upon the general principle of Sveiki Derais Matir Likule. Because the general principle is that Sveiki Derais Matir is Lechumre. But Sofik Tumet Meshus Rabim is especially Alfuse. So he holds that there is a Chiyuv Oshem Toru even by Chticha Achas. Not by chticha achas mishtichtiches. This is how the Rambam explains, according to the Shmaitze, the machlekes increases, and we pass like the Mandomar, that there is no Oshem Toru. But the Rashba says, no, he mentions that it's a Raya, the Tzveiki D'Raisa is Minati Olekule. Because if it had been Likule, so how could any Mandomar say that even by chticha achas you have Mechuyev Oshem Toru? And he says, and even the other Mandoma who says that there is no Oshem Toru by Chticha Achas, and we pass on the other Mandoma, the Rashba is also made it, that we pass on the other Mandoma. So it's a special halacha, it's a special Gzeiras HaKosuv. Hiroshim Tolu. That only by Ikva Yisure there is a Hiroshim Tolu. But Lechumre it is even the case of not Ikva Yisure. So the Rashba Shite here is that Sofik Bitlode is Lechumre according to everybody, even according to Abai. But the Machleiket between Abai and Rove is in regard to Sofik Bitlode. Sofik b'mikre. Now, Sofik b'mikre, he uses the Lashon Sofik b'mikre, but not necessarily Chazok, not his Chazik Yisurei, because sometimes it can be not Cheskas Yisea, and still it is a Sofik b'mikre, not Sofik b'mikre. We'll soon see. So in other words, not like this Sofik. Now, like every Sofik Tumei B'shus Harav. So it's not a Sofik Bitalode, because when you have a Sofik Tumei B'shus Harav, let's say there are three people. There are three people and they came near a Sheretz, but they don't know whether there are three people around, whether they touch the Sheretz or not. Or let's say they know that in a certain Sunday, so a mess is covered. But they don't know whether the mess is covered here or the mess is covered there. So, and there are three people around. So then we say, Sofik Tumei B'shus Harav is Veikitoy. So the people who are in Sofik as to whether they stepped upon the cover of the mess or they just stepped near the cover of the mess. So that's a Sofik B'mikre, it's not a Sofik B'tolode. Because originally they were certainly Toya. The question is, maybe as they enter the certain Sode, they stepped on the kever of the mess. So it's something, a new circumstance that arose. So it's Sofik B'mikre. So Sofik B'mikre. So you could say there is a Cheskaseter. There is, so in that case, so it's a Sofik Mikre. So in Sofik Mikre, so then there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rabbe. So this is what Abaye said. Omer Abaye, Mishan, Mishur, Sakante, Vuyim, Sofik, Tumei B'shus Harav, Mishveki Toi. In other words, a Sofik Mikre, not a Sofik Abov Itavod. And Sofik Mayim Migulin is certainly Sofik Mikre, not Sofik Mitalode, because originally the Mayim certainly did not have the venom of the Nochosh. The question is, maybe while it was exposed overnight, unguarded, so maybe it acquired the venom of the Nochosh. So it's Sofik Mikre. So we see that there is a difference. All right, this is how the Rajbo. So in other words, so according to the Rajbo, Sveike de Raise Bitelode is certainly Chumre. And Sveike de Raise Bimikre, so is only Machlekes between Abaye and Rove. And since the Maskon of the Gemara is like Abaye, that there is a fundamental distinction between Sakone li and Isea, so that means that even according to the Rajbo, So Sveike de Raise Bitelode is Lechumre mit Raise, but Sveike de Raise Bimikre is Lechumre mit Raise. Alright. Omer Abashe, Tosh. Sveike Sheinicho Migulo. Now the Rashba mentions it in the name of Rabbi Yehi. Get you. Omer Abashe, Tosh. Sveike Sheinicho Migulo. Uboru Motso Michuso. Pmeir. Shanei Meir. Odom Tomei Nichnas Lishon V'Kisim. Odom Tomei Nichnas Lishon V'Kisim. Now, that's Ligabei Mechatus. So, the Aloche, there are two pshotim in Rashi. Now let's see the Rashi. Sleichi Shemilu Amayim Chayim V'Mechatus V'Adayim V'Niskachu V'Eim V'Niskachu V'Meir Tiktonu V'Mayim. So So he says, Ubo mechutze, ubo umotza mechutze. So it's tmeiro. Now there is another verse that Miri mentions. Another verse, Sleiche she nichu, nikulo, ubo umotza mechutze, psur, not tmeiro. But Rashi has the verse, Rashi and Tisves have the verse, Sleiche she nichu mikulo, ubo umotza mechutze, tmeiro. So Rashi says that this the question is whether this that the Gemara is citing here in Raise or the Gemara is citing here in Mishneh or whatever it is. So the question is, does this Mishneh or this Raise have reference to Kedem Kiddush or Lacha Kiddush? So Rashi says that it is reference Kedem Kiddush. Vadayim Niskachu Beika. In other words, what is called the Kiddush? When you take the Ifa Poro and you put it in Mayim Chayim. That's the Kiddush. Now, here we are discussing the status of the Mayim. Or the status of the Mayim. So, Rashi says that it has reference to the case of where the Mayim were not Niskadish yet, where the Ifa Poro was not put in to the mind. So he says, Vadayim niskachu beika, di niskachu, so why should the price of the Mishneh tell us tmeo, what difference does it make? Lacha kiddush, so it's mitamim mas anyway, mechatos lacha kiddush, is mitamim maso. That's the aloche. So why does the price or the Mishneh have to tell us it's tomei because of the possibility that an Odom Tomei came in contact with it, even if an Odom Tomei did not come in contact with it, it's mitame acher. Because mechatos lacha kiddush is mitame bimas. So Rashi says, no, it has reference to kedem kiddush. So maybe if it is in Yichom Yigula, and then you found it covered, so it's tomei, because it is possibility that maybe another Tomei covered it. So maybe it was Mikame, he touched it. Dimiskachu Tmeitor Lomayi, Lapsuo, is the Psuo, Ilat Miachino, Bilaboche, Michalis Mitami, Afil Mimaso, Tmeo, Umitamo Echo Mimash, Vikochke in the Psuo Mikinish, Doko Maaseo Bimaalis Taire, the Chatus Kayach. Alright. So, if he nichom igilo ubom otz mechuso, so then it is tomei on the basis of the possibility that tomei can encounter it. Suppose it's the other way around. He nichom mechuso ubom otz mechuso. He found it uncovered. Now the question is, who covered it? Who uncovered it? So if a person uncovered it, then it depends what kind of a person. If an Odom Toyer uncovered it, so nothing happened to the Mayim, to the Mechatos. If a Tomedic person uncovered it, then he came in contact with it. So then it becomes Tomei. So the price is as follows. In Yichom Mechuso Bomi Matzmi Gulo, Im Yechei Lochud, or Lishin Zimemi, the weasel. Can drink from it, in other words, if it's not standing on something high. But on Kalka, so a holder, a weasel, certainly had the access to it. So then, we in the Chelo Chuldo, Mishnis Nimeno, Oinocho, so we give a Ram Gam Kiel. So then, we have to be Cheshish, lest the Chuldo drank from it. Or Oinocho drank from it. So why? So then it is possible. So it's not possible on the basis of the possibility maybe an Odom Tomei uncovered it. In other words, we are not cheshish for an Odom Tomei, but we are only cheshish for drinking by a chuldo or by a nochosh. And suppose, now we are not discussing here sakone, we are discussing here the kachsha, michatos. So what's the psul if a chuldo and or a nochosh drank from it? So there are two pshat. Now let's see the rashi. אם יחיל החול לא מישהו סימנו, ניתנן כל השרוצים ומפס לי מיוחד. חוץ מהחול דו, מפני שהיא מקיאו,
Rabbi Gamliel im Rav HaDochosh, die Chola Maki Peise, der Heil wird frissen, wenn ich stehe es, habe ich nassen, wenn ich loch, wie Nipsel, und ich mag hier es, Peitles an die Schäne ist, because all the other Schrotzin, if they do drink, Famalim, they don't spill it out again. So the mail is not post, even the other sheretz drank from it. So it wouldn't puzzle the mechatos, because and if another sheretz drank from it, it wouldn't spit out again. So the mail, it doesn't become puzzle. It doesn't become post. But the chuldo and the nochosh, the amaki, so the mail becomes post. So the question is, so what if they were maki, they sped out again into it? So what? So what's wrong? Why should it come possible? So there are two pshat in Rashi. And then there is a third pshat in Tesis. Now, the first pshat in Rashi is that if they drank from it, and then they sped out again, so Shemaki is tasteless as a shame is. The mechatos lips of the loch acheres. In other words, if you do a loche with it, so then it becomes possible. So if, let's say, a chuldo or a nochosh drank from it and then it spread it into it, so that's a loche. So that's why it becomes possible. Taisi says, why should that be considered a loche? Just because you spit out again into it. All right, but this is Rashi's cheating, that if a hold it, a drink from it, and then it spit out again, so that means that it was mishtamish in that mind. It was mishtamish in that mind. So mainly it becomes possible. Then another pshat, he is the tolle time, and we should be maim chayim dinon. Dichsiv maim chayim el keli, sheteich yusom bitli, sholim imal bitli ze, viyare bichli achel, keidem kidu ze. So in other words, so that's a koy of maim chayim. That's a koy of maim chayim. If, let's say, the chul or the nochosh drank from it, and then it spread it out again, so that little bit of water, those drops of water that the chul drank and spread it out again, is not considered maim chayim. So that has the choice from the zeri, I was thinking, ze shomati yohol, there's a water of taste as a third shot, and there's a sheet of the Rambam also, that the reason is why it's possible, because since he holds the Olinochosh, he's maki into the Mayim again, so in Mele, the other Mayim are Miurev with Reik. So it's Yevshia, that when the Hulde or the Nochosh is spit into the mind, so of course, so whatever it spits back into the mind, into the slayer is a mixture of the original drops of water that it drew from the slayer, from the flask, and some droplets of rake are commingled with the original drops of water that were taken from the slayer. Some melee, so since it's mure with rake, some melee it's possible. So there are three choices as to why it's possible. Anyway, so if you have a question, it's in the middle of the ground here, or if you have a potal, the lilo, it's slow. So if tau came into it, so then it's certainly not my mchai. So we only puzzle it because of the possibility of a chuldo or a nochosh. But we don't puzzle it because of the possibility of another tome uncovered. So that means, why aren't we hishish that another tome uncovered it? So maybe it's possible, let's mechatos, because it became tome. So why aren't we cheshish? The answer is that's a choshe rechet, because there are all kinds of possibilities. First of all, there is a possibility that the sheretz let's say Yivichuvin, only Yivichuvin is accessible to him. But suppose Yivichuvin is not accessible to him, and Yinochosh is not accessible to him, other Shrotim are accessible to him. So then it's clear, it's not so. But why shouldn't we be Cheshish? Why shouldn't the Cheshish maybe in a Tomeyan Kovale? The answer is, there is a possibility that in a Tomeyan Kovale. But that's a new chance, because the, you have more chances that either a Sheretz, other than Tenechuldo, because it's, we are dealing with a case where other shrotzim are accessible and the chuldo inochosh is not accessible to it. Is not accessible to it. So then, in all probability, either a sheretz uncovered it or an odom toyer uncovered it. So the possibility that an odom toyer uncovered it is a mute ligabe a shrotzim or an odom toyer. So in other words, but so we are not cheshish for shosher cheshish. Mashein kei ligabei mai migurim. So water that was exposed over all night. So then you're not allowed to drink it. Why? Maybe nochosh drank from it. But the chances that the nochosh did not contaminate it are more than the chances that the nochosh did contaminate. Why? Because, first of all, maybe no one drank from it. Assuming that someone drank from it, so there are so many shrotzim, other than nochosh. So why shouldn't the cheshish, the davki nochosh drank from it? So the possibility that the nochosh drank from it is a choshen cheiko. Still we are cheshish. So we see that vis-a-vis hakoneh we are cheshish for choshen cheiko. But vis-a-vis mechatos, we are not cheshish for a chshosh erichayko, and we rely on rov. So it's a raya that chmir has a kandemiso. So, v'yomar yishir b'lai b'matam, mipni shibdarkom shal shrotzim migaleis, v'yibdarkom mechazes. V'yibdarkom mechazes. So mele in the, so he said, now let's, v'yomar yishir b'lai, מתאם לחשינו שמודו טוב יקילו איסו ותיתם לאחרים מפני שדרכם של שרוצים לגלוס ואף אגב דיוד אמנם את דרכם now and another thing so here we say אם יחילו חולדו משליץ ממנו אם לא חושב לו נמריה then it's possible but if a חולדו is not accessible אם לא חושב is not accessible only other shrotzim are accessible and of course an odom tome is accessible so then it's not even Asur. And even if Yehudo is accessible, Enochosh is accessible. So it's only Psuo, but Meo it is not. It's not Mitame Acher. But why shouldn't it be Cheshish? Why shouldn't it be Meo? Let's say in a case where Yehudo is accessible, Enochosh is accessible. So then the price of the Mishnah should tell us not only Psuo, it should tell us Meo as well. So it doesn't tell us Meo. Why? Because in order to be mayor, so that it will be the tamei acherim, so then we have to anticipate that another tamei, that another tamei uncovered it, and we have more chances that another tamei did not uncover it. Mipnei shedarkom shel shrotzim migaleis v'midarkom mechazes. Mipnei shedarkom shel shrotzim migaleis. We have a God, the Odom Name Dark in Galleys. He can be slavered in Toyo, Vishotzi, Litai. So in other words, there are two alternatives. In order to be Tomei, so we have to be Cheshish, maybe an Odom Tomei. Maybe an Odom Tomei uncovered it. So, but as against the possibility that an Odom Tomei uncovered it, so there is a possibility that Shrotzim uncovered it, then it wouldn't be Mitame Acherim. And there is another possibility that Odom Toyer uncovered it. So we have Rov, and we have Svek, and we have both. So that's why we don't have to be Cheshish in regard to Mechatos. But in regard to to Sakone, we are Chinchish, even though we have Svetzveke, and even though we have Rom. But after that, the name of the Italian is the name of the Italian, and the name of the Italian, and the name of the Italian, and the name of the וטמאים וטעים ושכיחה, וחשים וטמאים, אל מבמיד את איסור את הלין ומוסרות ושכיחה, ואחר דבו יקורה. Then, there is another guess. So, there is one guess and there are another guess. Enough. That's why it's in parenthesis. But some, the shame are guess then. Enough. Time will be in the home of the world, or what's of the chutz. מחוסו ובו מוצא מגולו, או מוצא כמו שניחו לא יתומים כלמצורי, אין רע שאיז גייר אסתם. נא, אינה, בתאים מביאים יחו מגולו, הוא מוצא מחוסו. Because the price of the Mishnah only mentioned the case where there was a change in the appearance of the tzlichus. The price discusses only the case where the tzlichus was originally uncovered, and then it was found covered, and the other case were originally it was covered and then it was found uncovered. But suppose originally it was left uncovered and then it was found uncovered, the price doesn't discover. So what doesn't discuss? Why doesn't the price discuss? That the price or the Mishnah doesn't discuss. Why not? The answer is, in such a case, it's Buteres L'Nechavus. And we're not Cheshish. Maybe we are not Cheshish for Rinochosh. After all, and if Rinochosh did drink from it, so then it is possible L'Nechavus as well. So why aren't we Cheshish? Because that's Cheshosh L'Nechavus. After all, there is no way to say we left it uncovered, and then we found it uncovered. So why should we Mechaychish? Maybe Nochosh drank from it, Memeli puzzled it, because a Nochosh is Maki, so Memeli it's not Maim Chayim, or it's Miurev, or it's Nasib Melocho. We're not Cheshish. But if somebody would ask a question, I left its Lechis with water uncovered overnight, and then I found it uncovered, can I drink from it? So what would the answer be? No, you cannot drink from it. Maybe there is a venom in that water. So vis-a-vis Sakone, we are Cheshish. Maybe Nochosh learned from it. But vis-a-vis Mechatos, we are not Cheshish. Maybe Nochosh learned from it. Why? Because Mechatos, that's a mean of Yisrael. So if there is no Reise, so we don't have to conjure up any Choshes. It's a Choshes Recheike. But Rigabe Sakone, we do have to conjure up all kinds of possibilities, as long as there is a remote possibility. So we see that Chmiras accompanies Suri. That's the second definition. Vidago Hasi. Iname, Tani de Nicho Mikulo, Mosu Mechuso, Mechuso Mosu Mikulo, Homosu Mechuso 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 Mikulo, ואבו דב ביטל נימר עוד המכנס לישום, שגילו איסו, ושור שרוצים גילו איסו, שאין מסכונה ואבו נחושים יהודה, תאוי נחושים, ועשיר. אינם פשיטה לידוע עצמי גילו איסו, ושור בגילו, כדי שיוכל נחוש לישליס מהם. אמרו לו מכמון, זה עשיר, ואבו דב, דימוץ את מושב יחר. אז שמה מנאו, חמיר הסכן כדי איסור, שמה מנאו. שאתה זה מסכונה בגמורה, like a bayan, like a vune. That Mikomidam is Yisur Nisakon. So Mele, this is the motto of the Rambam. Since Abaye, Rove said, Maishne Sofik Sakan Tzofik, so this Rambam. So then Abaye said, Rove Shannu Yisur Nisakon. And we mentioned the Raya Moim Sofik Tum Abishu Sarabi, Svei Titoya, Rive Sofik Mayim Mikul Masurin, Mayim Mikul Masurin, So, and more in the Maskone says that Chmiras accompanies Yisure, so it's like Rabune and Abaye, so the Mele, and according to Abaye, so the Aloche, the business wise of the Tumbish Rabbi is like it all, in contrast to Sofik Mayim Guru, that is also, is because Chmiras accompanies Yisure, so it's the Raya that Abaye held That's what the Ketumah Mishnah Rabbis Victoria is based upon a general principle, not especially our Kosei. So what general principle? That's Vegi Darayis and Minatea Likoi. Vegi Darayis and Minatea Likoi. So this is the Rambam's mark. So because Aloch is like a fire. Now, the Rashbo, he holds that Vegi Darayis is Minatea is Lichumrei, if it's something above it, what? But if it's something Asol Habob Mitzre, then the Rashbo is also made that on that point there is a machlekeh between Abaye and Hove, and the Rashbo Shita is that since the maskon of the Gemara is that Sfira Zakam to Mitzure, it's like Abaye, so maybe we pass through this. So even according to the Rashbo, the Tzofit Habob Mitzre, so we try simply call it only with Rabbon of the Hove. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, we didn't go over this other pshat that Rashi mentions, which is the pshat of Rabbi Midrash, which is a very strange pshat, but then we'll discuss it. We'll discuss the Rashi, and then we'll go over all the cases. And we'll discuss the Shittes Rambam, and also the Shittes of Rabbi Mine, and it seems that there is another Shittes Rashi, that Achei Tivman Rashi, כל התוכס דרש בו הולדס, זה צופ את הבו במקרה, כל את הבעי, איז מידרעי סליץ וכולה. אבל זה אבי שני, הוא הולדס, that every state that I say is not only a stopping of the water, but even a stopping of